Welcome to the Life Church St. Peter's Message of the Week. We hope you're encouraged by today's message and encounter God's heart through it. To find out more about us, visit lifechurchstpeters.com.
Our wonderful, good brother, and awesome man of God, Isaac Little, is going to come up and share the Word of God with us. Awesome. We love you, man. Blessings, my friend.
Good morning, Life Church. This is Tom and Randy. And we are at the airport here in St. Louis on Friday, heading out to London. I just want to give a really quick intro to Isaac Little, who I asked to preach this morning. Isaac is a dear friend of mine and Randy's, me and his wife Linda, for probably over 40 years. And Isaac is a minister of the gospel. He is amazing, anointed, blessed, and you're in for a treat this morning. So please welcome him. And cheer for him, root for him, give him money, and have an amazing time. We love you guys. See you in a couple of weeks. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Oh, my goodness.
Put this in your pocket or something.
We are getting ready to have some fun.
Yeah.
I want you to, I got four words. No. I want you to say this with me. How far can I walk? Can I walk? Oh, my goodness, in trouble. I want you to say this. Say, I have heaven's answer to earth problems. I have heaven's answer to earth problems. I'm going home now. That's the message. I want to start off with prayer. My name is Isaac William Little the Fourth. That's very important for me, okay? And what's important is that acronym. It's always use acronyms, right? I will live in victory. That's my name.
Yeah.
That is my name.
Amen.
My mom. Last week on the 21st of July, I turned 63 years old. Don't I look good? Let's pray. Father God, we just thank you so much for all that you do for us. Thank you that you saved us. Thank you that you called us. Thank you that you chose us. Thank you that we have heaven's answer to earth problems. Now we pray, God, that you would do two things today. First of all, God, we ask you that you give us ears to hear, give us eyes to see, and give us a heart to understand. And then I ask you, God, that you would let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight in the name of Jesus. I want to start off with some scriptures, and then I'm going to preach for about 2 hours, okay? We're going to go to Ezekiel 42, and we're going to read 2 through 5. And when you get it, say amen. That's the way the Baptists do it. Listen to this. He says this. It says, he brought me out by the way of the north gate and led me around the outside of the outer gate that faces the east. And there was water running out of the side. And when the man went out of the east with a line in his hand, he measured 1,000 cubits. And he brought me through the waters. The water came up to my ankle. Somebody say ankle. Again, he measured 1,000 and brought me through the waters, and the water came up to my knees. Say knees. And he came and he measured 1,000 and brought me through, and the water came up to my waist. Say waist. Again, he measured at 1,000. And it was a river that I could not cross, for the water was too deep. Say too deep. Water in which one must swim, a river that could not be crossed. Now I want you to go to Acts 1 and 8. Listen to this. This is so good. You got it? It says, but you shall receive power. Somebody said power.
Power.
You shall receive what?
Power.
You shall receive what?
Power.
You shall receive what?
Power.
When the Holy Spirit has come upon you. When you gonna get it? And you shall be my witness in Jerusalem. Somebody say ankle deep. And in Judea, somebody say knee deep. In Samaria, say waist deep. And in the ends of the earth, say too deep. Hello? Hello? Now, listen to this. You've been studying the book of Acts, right?
Yeah.
I'm going to give you an acronym.
No.
I'm going to give you an acronym for Acts. Anointed Church Transforming Souls.
Okay.
I'm going home now. So where was the water coming from? It was coming out of the temple. It wasn't going into the temple.
Right.
It was coming where?
Out.
It was coming out of the temple. The Bible says your bodies is what?
Temple.
The temple of the Holy Spirit, right? And when we talk about water, it represents the Holy Spirit, right?
Yeah.
And it says out of the overflow of your heart, your mouth speaks, right?
Right?
And it says rivers of water will flow out of your temple.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness. So listen to this. You've been saved not for yourself. And see what we think,
right.
We always think that this was a rescue mission, okay? Don't we? And that Jesus came to rescue us. He did come to rescue us, but he did not just come to rescue us. He came to recruit us.
Yeah.
He came to recruit. I told you we're going to have some fun up in here.
Yeah.
He came to recruit us, not just to rescue us. I mean, yeah, we needed to be rescued because we've all sinned and fall short of the glory of God. All right?
Yeah.
But he who knew no sin became sin that we might become the righteousness of God. And how do we, why? It says my righteousness was as a filthy rag. And it said, but the way I get Jesus' righteousness in me is that what? I confess my sins, for he's merciful and just to forgive me and to cleanse me from what?
All
unrighteousness. Because he who knew no sin became sin that I might become what? His righteousness. So after you get that, get it. Because listen, you got heaven's answer to earth's problems.
Yeah.
Amen.
The Bible says it's Christ in me, the hope of glory. Uh-oh. See, when you go to work, there's a water fountain there, right? That water fountain represents what? That there's water in the fountain. You don't go lick on the water fountain. You push a button or a pedal or something, and then the water comes out of the fountain. It doesn't go in the fountain. There's a supply somewhere that'll put in water into that fountain. And that the supply coming from heaven.
Right.
Uh-oh. It coming from heaven. And so listen, we keep trying to make things happen when we just allow it to happen. I don't have to make water come out of the fountain. It's already in there. All I got to do is drink. My question is, are you salty enough to make people want to drink? Because the Bible says you are the what? Salt of the earth.
Yeah.
And when I eat, I had a guy, and I can't say the name because a lot of you guys will know him. He used to sell water purifiers. And the funniest thing one time, I saw this. It was at New Covenant Church, okay? And the funniest thing was, he was showing a video. And he popped some popcorn. And while he was popping popcorn, I saw him put a lot of salt in the popcorn. And it was a lot of salt, and I'm thinking, what is he doing? And so at first, he gave them a cup of water from the fountain. And it was just good water. But then while he was showing the video, he kept giving them popcorn. And so then, after he gave them the popcorn, he turned on his machine. And they told him that was the best water they ever drank. It was the salt that caused them to want to want the water. My question is, what are you doing that are causing people to want to drink from your fountain? I'm going home. So I got something for you. More acronyms, okay? See, listen to this. We're going to use the word water. Okay?
Okay.
See, the W, the first thing should come out of your fountain every day is worship. Because we were created to worship God. Your worship is your service to God. Isn't that good? Every day. And you know what? Worship is not just singing and dancing. Worship is serving God. That's your service to God. What are you doing in your workplace? What are you doing in your home? What are you doing in your neighborhood to show people that there's water there? So one day, I was minding my own business, and I looked up the street, and there was a little birthday party going on. And I just happened to be a clown. I really am. But I'm a clown. And so I was thinking, you know what? I want to go up there and offer my services to them. Didn't even know the people. So it was a year, 2 years ago, and I didn't do it for some reason. So last year, I'm outdoors doing my grass and everything, and I saw these people that I wanted to introduce myself to. I saw them, and I went on and I introduced myself, and I said, you know what? Last year, you guys were having a party, and I wish I could have come up to help you guys, because I make balloons and everything, right? They said, what are you doing today? It was the same day, a year ago, it was the little kid. I crashed a two-year-old birthday party. I went up there, and I didn't tell them about Jesus. I showed them what Jesus would do, because I believe Jesus would have made animal balloons. I got into their business, you know, and then I told them, I'm a preacher, I'm a minister. Because another thing, we got to stop being afraid to tell people who we are. Because people are telling you who they are.
Yeah.
Aren't they? They'll tell you. And then you say, well, I'm not going to tell them I'm a preacher because I might run them away. They're going to run away anyway. And if they run away, let them run away with some joy. Let them run away with some stuff. Does that make sense?
Uh-huh.
We got to stop apologizing. We are the only ones that have not come out of the closet yet. So what are you afraid of? You're going to get persecuted anyway. None of us get out of here alive anyway. We're all going to die. My question is, are you having fun getting out of here? It's time for us to start being who God created us to be and stop apologizing for who we are. Hello.
Come on.
But see, you ain't going to learn that until you understand the worship of God. You worship Him, and out of your belly will flow rivers of living water. You don't have to make it happen. It's going to happen. Because if you throw a grape on the ground and grape juice doesn't come out of that grape, it wasn't a grape. Because whatever is in it, it's going to come out of it. I work at a company where we make additives for concrete. And we have to wash out our tankers and stuff. And we have water that water is stagnant and it's the stinkiest stuff. You know why? Because it's not moving. It ain't flowing. And so it's sitting there and it's stagnant and then it starts stinking really bad. It makes you gag, it's so bad. Some of you might have some of that water in you. You know why? You know what? Because you're not allowing to flow. Because you got a bunch of excuses. They don't want to hear. So what? They don't want to hear. I'm listening to everything they're saying. So why not me start telling them something about my Jesus? Because there is nothing good about me. Nothing good about me. If I would have died at the age of 19, I would have bust hell wide open face first. There ain't nothing good about me, but good, guess what? There is something good about Him.
Yeah.
He's a good, good God. Saved me, delivered me, healed me, filled me. Why won't I tell people about Him? So not only do you want that worship to come out of you, but you want the anointing to come out of you. Because it's the anointing that destroys yokes. And all of you have an anointing of God in you. What I want you to realize is, time's going to put me out anyway, so Your parents did not have intercourse because they wanted to have intercourse. They had intercourse because you needed to be here. When intercourse is taking place, their sperms are being released. and it's thousands of sperms being released, right? But they're going after one egg. One egg. And guess what? If you've never won anything in your life, you won that day. Because God wanted you to be here. Hey, I'm getting put out anyway, all right? God knows me. Listen, and so listen, you won, and you didn't just win because God just wanted you to be here. Every one of you in here, listen to me, every one of you in here has an attribute of God in you. There is something that looks like God in you that he wants to show off to the world.
Amen.
He says that you are his workmanship.
That's right.
You are his masterpiece.
Yeah.
And it's time for you to start thinking like that. Everybody else thinking like what they want to think like.
Yeah.
So people say, oh, you cocky. No, I ain't cocky. I'm confident. Confident of this very thing, that he who's begun a good work in me will complete it until the day of Jesus. I'm just being confident.
Yeah.
Hello? But that's the anointing of God. You got to have worship, and you got to understand that you have been appointed and anointed for this thing.
Yeah. Yeah.
So anointing is what? The power of God in you. He says, after the Holy Spirit comes upon you, you shall receive what?
Power
to do what? See, what we're doing, you know what we're doing? We're relying more on the White House than we are on the lighthouse. Oh, did I just say that? Listen, the lighthouse is this. He says that you are the light of the world.
Yeah.
A city set up on the hill that cannot be hidden.
Yeah.
It's the lighthouse that got the answer, not the White House.
Amen.
And if we continue to allow the White House instead of the lighthouse, it becomes an outhouse. Then all of a sudden, a bunch of crap going on. Can I say crap? Can I say that too? Man, I'm getting put out. I'm getting put out anyway. Is this making any sense?
Yeah.
Because it's like, if the water ain't flowing out of the temple, there ain't no life in our cities. There ain't no life in our work. There ain't no life. Because if you read the rest of that Ezekiel, it says that when the water flowed, all of a sudden life began. Fish. What did Jesus say? We were fisher of men. It said the fish started living. The plants started living. It was just life because let me say this. What we got to remember is that we ain't, this right here, it's not the game. This is a holy huddle. When I go to a football game and I pay to see a football game, I ain't paying to see no huddle. They're going to get in the huddle, but I'm paying to see the game. What we've done is we made this right here, Sunday morning, Wednesday evening, we made it out of the game instead of huddle time.
Amen.
Hello?
Yeah.
And if we continue to do that, stagnant water, people won't come in because it's stinky. Because there's a bunch of us sitting here with stagnant water instead of allowing that water to flow. I'm getting put out, so hey. Not only are you going to have worship coming out of your temple and the anointing coming out of your temple, but you better have the truth coming out of your temple.
Amen.
They will know the truth, and the truth will set them free.
Yeah.
See, I don't know about all this gender stuff. I do know that a male is a male and a female is a female, according to the scripture. So if you want to sit with me around a table, I'm just going to tell you the truth. And I'm going to tell you what the word says. And we got to get in the word and remember what the word says, because the Bible says this: thy word, O Lord, is written in heaven forever. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but the word will never pass away. That N word is... I used the N word, didn't I?
Yeah.
Never pass away. So whatever the word is saying, I'm sorry, this is with the word.
Yeah.
I used to work in a school in Memphis, And they say you can't preach the gospel in the schools, right? Hogwash. It's hogwash. You know what you do? You set them up. You tell them your testimony, and then they ask you a question. And you cannot lie. You got to tell the truth. You just tell the truth. You set them up, and you tell them how you used to be a dope addict. I used to smoke dope. I was an alcoholic when I was 13 years old. I got kicked out of the state of Missouri when I was 17 years old. My mama stood before the judge and told the judge she did not want me. She says, I've been putting up with that boy for 17 years. You take him. And they took me and put me in a job corps center. But let me tell you something. You cannot reconcile a man to a man. You cannot reconcile a man to his land until you reconcile him to his God. Yeah. And what they did is they changed my address, but they didn't get my attitude changed. So 10 months later, they kicked me out of that place. Hello? See, there was no water there. There was nobody there to tell me about this Jesus, you know? So I'm not telling you stuff that I read. I'm telling you stuff that I lived. Come on. 19 years old, a God told me, he said, you know what? You've been trying to be successful all your life. He says, but if you take the God of that Bible and ask him how to make you successful, he will. And in October 1980, I gave my life to Jesus. And I just turned 63 years old. And you know what? You guys hear me say this a lot. Thank God for Jesus. That's my mom. I stole that from some Baptist women, too. That ain't mine. I stole it from some Baptist mothers, okay? But I say that because I thank God for Jesus, because if it wasn't for him, who knows where I would be, you know? But we got to tell the truth, you know? The good news is the good news, but that was bad news before there was good news. And the bad news were we all was going to go to hell. We all was going to mess up because we were born in that iniquity. We were born like that. You ever heard people say they were born like that? And you go, no, they were. Yes, they were. They were born like that. That's why they had to be born again. Are you listening?
Yeah,
they were born like that. I was born an alcoholic. You know, I was born like that. But I had to get born again. But I couldn't get born again. How can they hear without a preacher? And how can he preach unless he'd been sent? And so I had to hear the sent one tell me that there was some good news, because I lived for 19 years in the bad news. And they told me, this is what they told me, I would live up until 21 years old. And that's the environment I was living in, doing all kind of stupid stuff. But I was just acting out of my nature. But then when Christ came into my life, I was a janitor for 8 years. And I probably led guys to the Lord or taught them discipleship and stuff right there. Now, I didn't have to be the preacher, but I still had something in me. That water was in me, and it flowed, didn't it? Amen. It flowed out of me, because like, what did I say? What's in you going to come out of you. You didn't have to have a title to do the things that God told you to do. You just have to have a yes.
Amen.
A yes. So where do we go? Where are we at? So the truth is the knowledge of God. And then, how can you sell something? How can you be convinced other people if you're not convinced? If you ain't excited about this thing, don't be trying to sell me stuff talking about you got some hair product and it's going to take your hair out and bump your face up. You know, do you want it? Heck no, I don't want it. Well, that's the way we sell in the gospel sometimes. Like, it don't work, but Jesus loves you. Don't even look like he loves you. I'm talking about the joy of the Lord is my strength.
Yeah.
Why not be happy about this thing? You know, be passionate about what God has given you.
Yeah.
You are a passionate man of God. Worship is in you, so it comes out of you. You don't have to make it happen.
Amen.
Business guy, you got that in you. You don't have to make it happen. It's coming. We got to stop trying to make it happen and just let it happen.
Amen.
Amen.
But are you excited about this thing? Because if you ain't, get out of it. Let somebody else do it. When I was a dope dealer, oh, I got to tell you this. This is funny. This is really funny. I was the dumbest dope dealer in the world. I gave people dope on credit. And when they didn't give me my money, what was I going to do? Go tell the police? That bunch of folks owe me money and I can't even tell anybody. Dumb dope dealer. But I was passionate about trying to be a dope dealer, right? Whatever I did, I liked to sin too, okay? I had fun sinning. I know, this ain't stuff you hear people say. But I did. I had fun doing that stuff. But you know what? There's consequences that goes with that stuff.
Yeah.
So I didn't want to live the consequences, so I had to get out of the sin. But listen, I didn't do it myself.
Right.
The Bible says this, all I have to do is to give my life to Jesus, and he'll do it for me. He took all my sins on the cross. And the saddest day that has ever come was when Jesus says this. See, Jesus didn't say he was in pain.
Right.
You know what the saddest day was? The 3 hours that his father turned his back on him.
Yeah.
3 hours. He said, my God, why have you forsaken me? He had never been without God in his entire life. And that day, because he took on your sins and my sin, Father turned his back on him. Let me tell you something. You remember this in the scripture? First of all, Jesus repented for us on the cross because he said, Father, forgive them. See, in order to get saved, you got to repent. And we didn't have the sense to repent. So Jesus on the cross repented for us. He says, Father, forgive them for they know not what they do. And so then the Father had to turn his back on us, on him. And when the Father turned his back, when he turned around again, he didn't become Father anymore because Jesus never said Father again. He says, my God, why have you forsaken me? And the Father had to forsake him so that he could take us back in. And that's where reconciliation comes from. He reconciled us to himself. But it says it was for the joy set before him, he endured the cross.
Yeah.
And you know what joy he saw? The excitement he saw was us.
Yeah.
He saw Isaac William Little IV standing here today trying to encourage and motivate you, to inspire you so that you can be all that you want to be, all that you can be. Because remember, you have an attribute of God in you. There is something in you that looks like God. And he wants to show off. I go to an art museum, and when I go to that art museum, you know what I see? I see artwork. You know what I want to know? Who's the author? I want to know who the author is. When people see you, or they ask, and who's the author? The scripture says he's the author and the finisher of my faith. And so when they see me, they don't see a fat guy, you know, they may. But for all of that, I want them to hear and see the Jesus in me. Because that's the anointing of God. That's the only thing that's going to help them. That only thing. So the water has to come out every day. That water has to begin to flow. Worship, you know, you got to have it. The anointing of God. You are anointed. I want you to say this with me. Say, I am anointed.
And appointed.
To do all that God has created me to do. Now do it. I'm telling you, this ain't nothing but me coaching you. You know, my question is, what are you going to do after you leave here? Because listen, people don't care how much you know until they know how much you care. And the only way they're going to know you care is if you get a relationship with them. See, what we're doing is we think that this is it. You know, my favorite thing to do in the church is not this. My favorite thing to do in the church is I'm a greeter every Sunday at one of our doors. Now, people know I can preach. I know I can preach. But I ain't, this comes every now and then. My favorite time is when I'm at that door greeting, because the Bible says that if I lay hands on the sick, they shall recover. Come here, God. What's up?
Hey, how you doing?
What did I just do? I laid hands on him. What's up, man? What did I just do? I didn't do any of that. Listen, there's an anointing in me, and what I do, I imported it to him. You see what I'm saying? A lot of time we want to do the charismatic stuff when God's just asking you to be an individual. Because listen, I used to drive a van, a green van, and I went down to the school every day, sometimes 6 days a week. But guess what? Never one time did my van go into that school. The van got me there, and I had to get out and go into the school. All the Holy Spirit wants you to do is to be a vehicle. Yeah. And if you get him there, he'll do. Amen. He'll perform the act that needs to be performed that day.
That's good.
Is that good or what?
That's good.
Yeah. The water fountain, right? Water fountain ain't saying nothing, but hey, are you thirsty? Here I am. He ain't gonna make you drink out of it, but why go away with thirst when you got a thirst quencher, you know? You got the water there. So what I'm asking you to do, these are the takeaways now. You got to make yourself available so that people can know that you have water in you. And guess what? They're thirsty. And that's why they're going for all this other stuff, because the lighthouse is not lit up anymore. And so they're looking to the White House when we got the answer in the lighthouse. Everything. You have heaven's answer to earth's problems. Everything that they want to know, that they need to know, you got the answer to it. And it's called the Holy Bible. I was 32 years old. And I had a fourth grade reading comprehension. I used to make up stories because I didn't want my daughters to know that I couldn't hardly read. So I would sit in the hallway, and I would have a thick book, and I would be, you know, pages, but I'd be making up stories. It was called the Charlie Stories. And I would make these stories up, and it was so intriguing, and it had Bible in it, and it had all kinds of stuff in it, right? And when they got older, they went and found the book. And they found out it was an encyclopedia. But you know what it did? It caused them to want to read. Yeah. And all of my girls are readers, because if you're not a reader, you're not a leader. Yeah.
Amen.
If you don't read, you don't lead. And the enemy tries to keep you from reading because he don't want you to be leading. And so I would sit there and I would read to them. And I remember when I became a Christian, I asked God for to help me, you know, because I couldn't read. And he began to show me the word. And when I got filled with the Holy Spirit started teaching me stuff that no teacher could teach me.
Amen.
And now I can read. I read really well. I love to read, you know, but it's just the Holy Spirit. See, all the Holy Spirit wants you to do is say yes.
Yeah.
Now, he's not looking for your credentials. He's not looking for your resume. We be trying to give him resumes, or we try to disqualify ourselves.
Yeah.
You know, Gideon, least of this. And God said, I don't want to hear that. He said, go in the power that I've given you, and you will save the Israelites from the Midianites. I know what you're capable of doing. And I know what you're capable of doing if you allow me to put some water in you. The people are ready. I mean, I'm telling you what, we're going to see a move of God. But it may not be through you. Because God's going to have a people. Remember when Esther, when Mordecai said to her, he says, perhaps you were born for such a time as this. He says, God's going to send a deliverer.
Yeah.
But maybe, perhaps, it might be you. Because if you don't let him do it, the rocks will cry out.
Right.
God's going to use some people. Why not me? When God called me to preach, I was a dummy, I thought, you know? And I said, I didn't say no to God. I said, just show me how to do this thing. And he said, be you. I've always been funny. You know, I have. My name is Isaac. It means laughter. I've always, and it's like, why come I can't use it here? You know? I'm not taking Bible out of context. All, everything that I said is Bible. But why not make it fun? Because people don't want to hear all that lemon sour stuff, you know? Don't tell me I'm a sinner if you don't have an answer. Don't tell me I'm fat if you don't have a diet plan. Don't tell me my breath stink if you don't have mints. Don't tell me any of that stuff if you're not going to apply something or give me the supplies to help me to get out of my mess. Hello?
That's good.
Don't tell me. But the one thing that we're going to go to, and then I'm going to quit. I know I'm probably going to get in trouble. Reconciliation is the most important thing. Just listen to this scripture. I don't have that scripture there. But I guess I don't have it here either. Listen to this scripture. It says Colossians 1:27 says this. To them God willed to make known what are his riches of glory of this mystery among the Gentiles, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory. And I'm going to close it with this. In the Old Testament, there were three types of anointings in the Old Testament. It was the anointing of a priest, it was the anointing of a prophet, and it was the anointing of a king. When Peter says, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God, he told, what he was saying is, you are the three in one. Jesus had a priest anointing, he had a prophet anointing, and he had a king anointing. But then Paul says, it's Christ in you, the hope of glory. So that same anointing that was in Jesus is now in you. Was that you was read the Spirit of the Lord that is upon me? For he has anointed me?
Yeah.
And so listen, in you, every one of you, when you go away today, remember this, that you have a priest anointing. You know what the priest is? He was the servant of God. You know what the prophet was? He was the voice of God. And you know what the king was? He was the authority of God. So in everywhere that you go, that water should flow. Because the takeaway is this, it's in you. The anointing is there. It's there. The king anointing is in you. You have the authority. Wherever you go, you have the authority to be there because God wants you to be there. Wherever you go, you have the voice of God. And you can speak into that situation because you got the word of God written in your heart. You got the word of God in you. I don't use a lot of notes. And it's not because I don't have notes. Man, I got stuff in me. I mean, I throw up on people sometimes. I got stuff in me. And I'm not saying that to brag. I'm in the word all the time. Because I know if it's in me, it's going to come out of me. Hello? You know what? Servant. I was a servant in a church for 8 years as a janitor. But through me learning how to serve, now I can preach. Because I got to be able to preach out of my servant. Jesus said I came to what? To not to be served, but I came to serve. And if you don't know how to serve, you ought not be in leadership. I said that. If you got to be able to be a servant, be the priest of God, and then be the voice of God. Then you can walk in the authority of God.
Amen.
But the priest has to come first. I scrubbed toilets for years, and I was the best toilet scrubber in that history of that church. I was the best one. I was the best janitor. I done work that they found that they needed three other people to do the work when I left. Not bragging, but I'm saying you got to do those things before you can do all that other.
That's right.
Is this making any sense?
Yeah.
And we're going to close it with the word Acts, okay? Anointed church transforming souls. How are we going to do that? Through allowing the water to flow.
Yeah.
What was the water? It was what? It was worship, anointing, truth, excitement, reconciliation. Now, I'm closing it with this. Listen, you may be here and you may not know this Jesus. But can I ask you a question? Why would you pay to go to hell when heaven is free? I'm a gun toter. I don't have one on me now, but I have a permit to carry a gun. I also like Oreo cookies. Really like Oreo cookies. Remember that when I come back. I like Oreo cookies. Walmart says that I cannot bring my gun into Walmart. So listen, I got to leave my gun out if I'm going to go get my Oreos. Listen, no sin's going to get in heaven. No sin. So if you're going to go to heaven, you got to leave your sin. If I want to get into Walmart to get my Oreos, I got to leave my gun out. But there is a place that I can take my gun, and it's called a gun range. And I can bring any type of gun I want to the gun range. Listen, hell, you can take any type of sin you want to hell, because that was the place where it goes. But heaven won't accept it. Because he who knew no sin became sin that you might become the righteousness of God. So listen, I'm giving you an invitation. If you don't know Jesus, why not get to know him? He says that if you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and that God raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. You shall be saved. All you have to do is to confess that you are a sinner, that you sinned, that you messed up, and there is no way out but Jesus. Because the Bible says Jesus is the way. He's the truth. He's the life. No man comes to the Father. How many men?
No
man comes to the Father but through him. The only way I'm getting to heaven is through Jesus. When the doors open up and God says, why should I accept you? I'm not going to say because what I did. I'm going to say because what he did.
Yeah.
Because I did this. Because no, I didn't. I'm going to say, the reason why you should let me in, because Jesus went up on that cross, paid that penalty, died for my sins, and that's the only reason why I can get in here. It's because of him. It's not because of them, it's not because of me, but because it's him. Amen. Hello. So I'm going to ask you to bow your heads. I'm going to ask you to bow your heads, and I'm going to say, if you here and you do not know Jesus, why will you pay to go to hell when you get to go to heaven free? It says the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life. It's a free gift. Eternal life is a free gift. Why would you pay to go to hell when you get to go to heaven free? So if you're here and you don't know Jesus, I'm going to just ask you to show me your hand. And I like to see the hands because I want to know who I'm praying for. Let me give you a second. This is very important. If you're going to allow that water to flow, it can't flow out of a temple that doesn't have the Holy Spirit, doesn't have God there. Okay, I'm going to ask you guys to pray this prayer with me. Everybody, I'm going to ask you to pray this prayer with me. Say, Jesus,
I believe.
That you died for my sins, that you were buried, and that you rose again. I confess that you are the only way to heaven. Forgive me for my sins. Create in me a clean heart and cleanse me from all unrighteousness. I accept you now as my Lord and Savior. Now teach me how to live the purpose and the plan in which you have for me. It's in Jesus' name I pray. Amen. I'm done.
Amen. Well, the message, Isaac, is crystal clear. It's crystal clear. The question is, how do we respond? So I'm going to leave you with that challenge and that encouragement. And I also want to tell you that some of us will be up here this morning to pray with you for whatever you'd like to pray for. But if you want to renew just determination
to do the purpose of God in your life, you please come up. Rajib and Amar is going to be up here as well. And I guess Isaac, if you want to pray, that'd be great too. So let's just come on up. And after the prayer team, if you guys could come up here, put your little badges on so they know who you are. So, amen. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Father, I ask, bless your people. Bless us as we go. Thank you, God, that you love us so much, that you speak to us clearly. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thanks for checking out the Life Church St. Peter's Message of the Week. For more podcasts and additional information, visit us at lifechurchstpeters.com.